Coach, you've had a lot of good defensive performances through the years, but holding this Texas Tech team to 6 points, how good was this one?
Well, it was 2006. It was the last time Texas Tech hadn't scored a touchdown. So that would indicate it was a pretty good defensive effort. I was really proud of our defensive players, our coaches. Pretty special. Nice effort. Take the win, I mean, regardless of the win. I mean, the real effort was how well we played defense, with the exception of the two drop touchdown passes that they could have hit in the last drive.
Coach, on the other side of that, would you ever expect your offense played really well today to basically double them in total yards in a game like this?
No, wouldn't, but that says nothing about our offense. It just says an awful lot about our defense.
Phil, the defense at home has been kind of this way all season. You haven't allowed 20 points to any opponent seen at home. Maybe put a finger on why play something better here?
No, don't know.
What about just today? What do you think they did best to create that much?
Well, I think we have, the best way I can address defensively is the progress that we have made incrementally throughout the course of the year. You know, week in and week out, we have gotten a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. Had one hiccup along the way, if you look back and look at it in sequence. And it's just, you know, it's learning how to execute the things that they're asked to do, you know, and it's having the discipline to be able to, you know, playing defense is far different than the other side of the ball. Everybody has to be, you know, execution sound, but you know, you make one mistake defensively and the scoreboard lights up. And that might be, you know, going over here to make a tackle when you should be over here. And our guys have just learned how to do that better and better and better year in and year out, or week in and week out, excuse me.
Red zone touchdowns for you this season have kind of been an obstacle.
Well, it's more than an obstacle. It's a, yeah, I hate to say what it is right now, but it's not very good.
Well, the good news is Skylar Thompson threw that touchdown pass to Malik Knowles almost when he was on his knees. Can you walk us through that play and just the specialness of that effort?
Well, I can't, but, you know, I think Skylar came alive today a little bit, made some plays on scrambles and similar type plays that really got us out of the hole. We got I can't tell you the number right now, but I would imagine we had somewhere in the vicinity of four first downs on extra long yardage situation created by Skylar, you know, scrambling and finding open receivers where under normal circumstances we'd probably have to line up and punt. So he did a nice job today, played with a great deal of poise.
You always talk so much about coming out of the locker room in those first 5 minutes of the second half. Well, the first, you know, 5-10 minutes of the third quarter, you had a safety and two takeaways and a field goal or two. How significant was that to the way the outcome of the ball game?
Well, it did have a major impact on the ball game, but you have to realize too that offensively we were down there twice without able to get the ball in the end zone. That's where the major concern lies.
Coach, Reggie Walker and Wyatt Hubert combined for 4 sacks in the game today. How impressive was their defense?
Well, I think everybody across the board defensive played extremely well. You know, there were, you know, and again, you have to look at you know, who you line up and play against, and Texas Tech is as good an offensive football team as you'll find. Numbers probably prove that. Quarterback, you know, a lot of people say it was second-team quarterback, threw for 440 yards against Texas last week, somewhere in that vicinity. You know, he's a good player. Our defense collectively across the board played extremely well.
How long have the play to Dalton Reisner been in the works?
Oh, we've always had it. It just, I guess there was a reason why we never used it before.
Coach, to the untrained eye, it looked like Blake Siler and the defense showed a lot of different looks on third down, sometimes three down line and six in the backs. How much is that a credit to him, you know, and is that accurate? Are they showing a lot of different looks to guys like Jed Duffy and stuff on third downs?
I mean, we just play our defense, and, I mean, there's a lot of things in our defense, most certainly, and yes, I mean, what we do and how we do it is a credit to Blake and the defensive coaches, most certainly.
Coach, what was your philosophy to kind of keep everything underneath against their passing game?
Not necessarily. You know, if you go back and look at the ball game, interestingly enough, they didn't really cast the ball downfield very much. I mean, you have to be able to play both, and you know, it's not a matter of saying, okay, we're going to back up and give you the underneath throws. That's just a slow death against a team that can throw it as well. So we just tried to play our defense.
And how important is your improvement in open field tackling when it comes to a team like Texas spreads the field like they do?
Yeah. Well, it is highly significant, and I thought our players, again, took another step forward in that direction. You know, we missed a few, but not nearly as many. And last week, we tackled pretty well with a few exceptions. So we're getting, just like everything else defensively, we're getting better week in and week out. Need to do it again.
Coach, what kind of emotions do you have about this last home game of the year that are in line with all the years you've coached seniors on their last game of the season?
Well, you know, they're all special, and I really, in all reality, I feel very badly because there's a number of seniors that didn't get on the field today, and that's what's painful. Guys that work as hard and put in as much effort and care as much as so many of them do. O.J. Joseph was one of those young guys that never gets an opportunity to get on the field, and he got on the field on kickoff coverage and made a nice play today. I was pleased about that. But you know, they're all unselfish young guys. So even those that didn't play, they felt the joy of the win. You always hope you can get them on the field.
Are there any emotions that are different other than what you just said about today's finale than other years?
Well, I don't think so. I think they're all, you know, in some years at the end, you know, maybe we've lost a ball game instead of won it, and that dampens the spirit for the seniors. But overall, I thought, you know, I can't think back to last year and tell you exactly how I felt after the ball game. But, you know, again, I know my emotions are always centered around the seniors and the team collectively, but you know, at the top of the list would be the seniors.
Coach, I know you always say every win is the same to you and things like that, but what does it mean for this team to get to go to Ames next week with still something on the line at bowl eligibility instead of, you know, that?
Yeah, I think it means an awful lot, you know, particularly since, you know, television has us playing at midnight up there.
Coach, I want to ask just about the just outstanding play overall of the special teams. I mean, you take away the one touchdown throw, you know, the vast majority of the points today come via your special teams.
Let a kickoff out a little bit, but by and large played well and, you know, created a turnover and, you know, got a little bit of a return on a couple of occasions. But, yeah, I thought we played far better than we did certainly last week. That was in the ordinary, probably.
How key do you feel like the block to punt was that led to the safety?
It goes without saying. I think anything in a ball game like that, as close as it was for the vast majority of the ball game, you know, anything is significant. You know, and when you can create a field position turnaround like that, it's dynamic.
How big was it for Blake Lynch's confidence hitting all those field goals today?
I would guess it probably had a little impact on it, but Blake doesn't lack for confidence. I mean, he's not an overconfident youngster, but you have to realize, you know, he missed one, you know, whenever it was, a week or so ago. It was the only field goal he's ever missed in his life. I'm talking about his life. And he played a lot of games in high school. Never missed a field goal.
My last game here, you guys have something to play for, and I was just wondering if you could just elaborate on the substance of a badge for this team after enduring what the team has endured throughout the season, the inconsistencies and so forth, to get to the final game of the regular season with something still to play for.
Well, it really is important, and I mean, it has maybe a greater degree of significance to, you know, a certain number of players in the program. You know, it would be, like I said, it would be a hard thing to hold everything together going up playing, you know, such a late ball game up there, and nothing to play for. You know, in my mind, you've always got something to play for, but, you know, I also understand the dynamics of the youth today. So I think it's highly significant.
Given your state of preference to evaluate your senior K-State after each season, does senior day carry any additional personal significance to you, knowing that, depending on what you decide, it could be your last game coaching at K-State?
Last ball game we play at home, and every last ball game we play is, you know, you have to understand that, you know, these guys come and they spend a lot of time, they work extremely hard. I have an immense appreciation for what they go through, and the fact that they remain in the program. So, I mean, You can go back to very first graduating class that we had. You know, I'm quite certain I can't, you know, dictate to you right now how I handled that, but my guess is it wasn't any different than it was tonight. You know, every single year, you know, you hate to see guys move on, but you know they have to move on, and you know, I'm just proud of what they've meant to Kansas State and meant to our program, and proud of how they've conducted themselves and handled themselves, and how well they've done academically, and the fact that they're getting their degrees, and you know, all that goes along with it. So I don't, you know, same question. I don't think that I felt any different in a year based on how our seniors went through their career here. Yeah, always appreciate them.